This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 24, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rain today, temperatures near 60. A former Salem real estate developer has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. The Salem News is reporting today that 50-year-old George Kitropoulos was found guilty of nearly a decade of mortgage fraud that cost lenders nearly $4 million and financially ruined a number of people he recruited to buy his condos at inflated prices. The race for governor in Massachusetts has 15 days remaining until the November 8 election. Democrat Maura Healey will be in the southeastern part of the state today with stops in Foxborough and Taunton. Republican Jeff Deal issued a statement over the weekend opposing the CDC directive to require younger children to get the COVID-19 vaccine in order to attend school. And he says that this is a major difference between his plan policies and those of Maura Healey.
Each state will have to decide whether to adopt the CDC recommendation. As your next governor, I pledge to you that I will not agree to adopting this requirement. Whether or not your child gets a shot for COVID, which is just out of the clinical phase as compared to traditional vaccinations that have had decades of study and refinement, that should be up to you as parents and not the government. A student's ability to enter school should never be tied to this vaccine. My opponent will do just the opposite. As she said in her last debate, she will not commit to protecting your individual freedoms.
That's GOP candidate for governor, Jeff Deal. The Daily Item of Lynn is reporting that 100 volunteers walked this weekend, raising just over $42,000 for the My Brother's Table Walk to Nourish Our Neighbors. The paper is also reporting that the Lynn Fire Department is investigating new challenges that electric car battery fires may pose to the department moving forward. Although it's not been a problem in Lynn, fire departments around the country are trying to be proactive in researching the best firefighting strategies for the large lithium batteries in electric cars. Newburyport will be changing trash collection guidelines beginning on November 1. Mayor Sean Reardon explains the new ban on mattress and textiles.
So all mattresses and textiles, again, I think this is their way to encourage you to recycle these types of things in the future. You'll still be able to buy a sticker for $30 for these things, but without getting in too much details about it, I would say definitely check on the website. There's a big page on it right now. Again, if you want, set yourself up with your email address to get these alerts, and you'll get an email explaining all of this. But you can go on the website, and it explains it a little bit more and gives you your options going forward. But hopefully, we get into a place where we're really trying to recycle these types of things moving forward.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Endicott College is planning to raise $75 million in a newly launched capital campaign. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that the money would be used to make improvements in academic spaces, recreation facilities, and pay for more scholarships for first-generation college students. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots host Chicago tonight at Monday Night Football. I guess maybe Mac Jones returns to quarterback. The Celtics play in Chicago against the Bulls this evening. In high school golf, it all gears up with the state championship matches this week. Nick Giannino has a preview in today's Salem News. Beverly football picked up their first win of the season Friday night in Swampscott, 28-23. Running back Marcelo Pinto ran for 247 yards, scored 3 touchdowns for the Panthers. This is Beverly coach Jeff Hutton after the game.
When we kept them from getting those big chunk plays, like, we were controlling the game. But they've got some good athletes, a great quarterback, and their coaches know when to do it. And they switched fields. You saw how fast they switched fields in that last drive. We had them inside their own 20. 2 plays later, they're in the red zone. It's like, what just happened? You know, so for us to bounce back, like, we've been saying, the who cares next play mentality over the last couple weeks, and they bought into it, and you could see that, oh well, so what? They got a big play. It's our turn to make a big play, and we made some big ones tonight.
Beverly coach Jeff Hutton talking with our own Tim Kearns in Swampscott last Friday night. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.